You're listening to The Bad Bro Podcast out of Arlington, Texas on Spotify.
If you don't like it, then you can go fuck yourself.
Like, as far as that goes, if you don't have to see them every day, there should be no problem getting over someone.
Yeah, I feel that, yeah.
If you don't have to see them every day, you should have no issue getting over them. You should be able to, like, forget about them like that. The only problem is if y'all were forced to be in the same place every day, then it would be kind of like...
Like on some school shit?
Yeah, school or anything, like, work, whatever. You're in the same spot, then it'd be hard as fuck. But if you're not around them, you'll forget them like that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
So I don't know, like, why they had to, like... I don't think she should have said anything. Like, I don't think she should have been like, these were about him or...
Yeah, see, like, I don't think...
Like, did she ever say that?
People know it's about him, but I don't think she ever like blatantly said it. But that's gonna help. That's not gonna help her because like, she can't make the same album over and over again. Cause you ain't gonna go nowhere.
Yeah, and it helps Sabrina because she replied.
Wasn't
her reply nice though? What did she say? Like, yeah, it was me.
It was me. He with me now. I'm like, damn.
Oh shit! That's the problem with crying like that.
Yeah, so you kind of get exposed, like, a lot.
Yeah, like, she was like, yeah, and what? And then she, like, golly, damn.
But he ugly, too.
But he ugly, but, like, that's why I'm saying, okay, I don't know who I told this to, but I have a theory on that. I have a theory on why, bitches, like, or, like, not even that, like, not even, or a guy like an ugly girl or whatever, like, my theory is, you know how we think, like, we look at someone? And our eyes tell our brain
that she's
like them.
Yeah.
That she's bad. I think it's our brain telling our eyes, or like our. I don't. Th- I, okay. Like it sounds crazy. I think it's our inside telling our eyes what we feel. So like okay. So you think like okay. So like once I would say like you look at someone and because like they say beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You look at someone and you're like you think it's your eyes relaying the image to your brain and your brain deciding if you like it.
Yeah.
Okay, but I feel like I don't think that's like I think it's like something inside of you is telling your eyes that's what you like. Okay. I mean, it sounds like weird, but that's the only way I can explain like you liking someone that isn't like because like everything's like everyone looks at things differently.
Yeah, facts.
And there's like hard way to like explain like when you see someone that you think is hot. Like me and you, okay. I think Brooke is bad. Mm-hmm. You think Haley's bad.
Mm-hmm.
How does that?
Like, I think I'm a fan. Watch this. All
right, go ahead.
So like you say
speak on it.
All right, look. So you say how your body, like
maybe no, not your body. I'm sorry. Your soul.
Your soul.
Your soul tells your eyes.
Okay.
Your inside
yeah.
soul tells your eyes what that you like what you see.
Your soul's part of it, right?
Right.
But look. I'm gonna drop some knowledge on you. So you know like nerves and shit, right? Like nerves and like your nerve cells. Like how you feel and shit.
Okay, your nervous system.
Yeah, that. Like it releases like a love hormone, and so when that it gets a signal to your brain, to your eyes, to tell someone you like or not. Yeah.
Hold on. Sorry. Speak on
that. Look.
Say it again.
Look. Nerves, right?
Right. Your nervous system.
It releases hormones into your body. Like it's already in your body. You know what I'm saying? So when it does that, it like send because nerves send signals and shit.
Okay.
So it sends the signals to your brain to to feel how you feel, and then you project it out. So if you like somebody, the nerves go to your brain. It releases a hormone. If you like somebody, like it's science, dead ass. It's called oxytocin. I learned that shit like in school like a week ago.
I respect that. Yeah. You say that's that college education.
Yeah, you see it.
So I'm right?
You say like for like the simpler way for people. Your brain actually releases like shit to tell if you like someone or not. Dead ass.
So it's your soul is like what's inside
you? Yeah, yeah.
Not your eyes telling your brain.
Nah. It's already what's inside you, how you feel.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I couldn't explain though.
See, that's like her projection of how she feels.
And that's why I was like the only way I can explain is like in her soul. Okay, we'll just start with Spotify. While I'm talking. In her soul, she's her soul attracts
That person, yeah.
Or not feel.
I mean, damn.
Respectfully, her soul attracts dirty shit.
Dirty, yeah.
Yeah, so.
See, I, personally, nah. Because one of the girls I dated were, like, was trash. But the other ones are, like, cool.
Oh, okay.
Respect. But I see what you mean.
I feel like maybe your soul brings in.
What you, like, put out?
Something like that. Maybe.
I could see that. And see, that's where confidence comes in. Because, like, that dude's dirty and shit,
right.
But that gives you the confidence. Be like, I'm better than him, and that's when you pull girls that are confident like that, that can pull better than like those trash dudes type shit.
I think like, and also too, you know how they say like, if you hang around like motherfuckers that are going nowhere,
that's what you become.
It's what you become.
You become what you put yourself around.
Yeah. Like, okay, Dan Pena, this is a motherfucker that I be listening to. So you heard him?
Who?
Dan Pena.
Nah.
His motherfucker be going off. He goes. He be yelling at motherfuckers. He was like, you know what? You're all fucked up.
Damn.
Look at the fucking bums you hang out with.
Oh, damn. My bad.
Show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
Oh, damn.
So, like, that's kind of like what I've been thinking about. You got to get in a routine and you got to, like, surround yourself by people that are, like, doing better than you.
That's what I try to do, yeah.
Surround yourself by people that are doing better than you so you won't end up in 10 years all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's like what I think that's pretty much like what I'm doing now. And mm-hmm. that's what I feel like, whatever. But like, I swear to you, that shit is, I didn't learn that in school. I just felt like thinking to myself, like, and I've liked ugly girls.
I've liked ugly girls. Respectfully.
Like, I've looked at girls where I was like, she's so beautiful, whatever. And people around me would be like, I don't know what the fuck you're looking at.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the fuck you're looking at.
Hey, yo, it's those guys on the podcast. And if you don't listen to us, then use the ass. If you don't like us, hey, yo, that's okay. But still download, listen to us every day. Hey, hey.